I was coming home from my best friend Emma's house. Emma and I are childhood friends. Even though she forced me to stay back, I decided to head home. She lived in the house above the hill. It was just 7:30 p.m., and I thought, I will take the bus from the nearby bus stop. I reached the bus stop and saw a guy already sitting there. The guy looked a bit odd to me. He had a hard face with long, messy hair, which made him look like a homeless person. He wore a gray sweatshirt with black jeans that were torn out at many places. Being a 5'3" girl, I already knew I don't appear as intimidating to strangers, but anyway, I maintained a distance from him and stood there with a serious face. Emma called me in between, asking if I have gotten the bus or not. I talked to her for a while, just to feel less uncomfortable with this guy's presence. I could see in my peripheral vision that this guy was looking at me after every 5 to 10 seconds. Then he took out his phone and got busy in texting. After ending up the call with Emma, I looked at my phone.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
It was 7:45 p.m. Also, there was only 10% battery left on my phone. I felt like an idiot for not charging it at Emma's house. I stared at the long empty highway, but there was no sign of the bus. I was already disturbed for being alone with this strange guy. Just then, he stood up from his seat and came towards me. I didn't pay any attention and started to scroll down my phone just to avoid him. The guy came close to me and said in a husky voice, "Hey, do you have a lighter?" Without looking at his face, I replied in an irritated voice, "I don't smoke." The tone of my voice was clear enough to make the guy understand that I am really not liking him near me. The guy didn't say anything, just standing there facing towards me. I got really annoyed at this time and looked at him.
"Dude, I told you. I don't have a lighter. Now fuck off."
His eyes were lifeless still. He gave me a very creepy smile and started to walk back without turning around. As he steps back, facing at me, he said, "You girls like to pretend that you hate attention, but that is exactly what all you bitches live for." I got really pissed off at him and shouted at the top of my voice,
"Listen, you jerk. If you don't leave this place right now, I will call the cops. My friend's house is nearby, and her father has a gun, too. Also, she already knows I am standing here to head home. All I have to do is scream loudly once, and you will be in great danger."
He wasn't expecting such a reaction from me, so his face turned a bit pale. While we were having this episode, I noticed a private car coming towards us. The car came near the bus stop and stood directly in front of us. There was an old woman driving the car. She looked at me and said,
"Do you want me to drop you, dear? I live down the hill."
I thanked God for sending this lady to my rescue, and without wasting a single second, I got into her car. Needless to say, this guy walked away from the bus stop with an expressionless face. But when the car drove away, I saw him smirking at me from the rearview mirror. I couldn't believe his audacity, but somehow, I calmed myself down. I quickly turned towards the lady and thanked her from the bottom of my heart. The lady looked at me and gave me a big smile. She then asked me what I was doing there with that guy. I told her I didn't know that guy and that he was bothering me in a very offensive manner. The lady then said,
"Women these days need to be more careful. You never know when you step into a trap."
I thanked her again for saving me from a really bad situation. All she did was kept smiling. We were driving on the highway, and there were very few cars, but still, she was driving slowly. I thought maybe she was being cautious about driving alone at night. Also, the way she pulled brakes signified she is not used to driving much. But after a terrible time with a creepy stranger, I could hardly complain, so I just kept quiet and waited to get over with this night by reaching home. The lady told me that she is going to visit her nephew who lives down the hill. She will stop by the house for a second to inform them and will drop me home safely. I was very happy with her kind behavior. I joined in small talks with her just to pass the time. After 20 minutes of the ride, she stopped at a gas station to get gas. The gas station was empty, so I knew it won't take long. She got out of the car with her purse and told me to wait inside and went to pay for the gas. I decided to call my parents just to inform them why it's taking so long, but just then I realized my phone's battery had died. The lady forgot her phone on the dashboard, so I thought to make a call using it. I thought she wouldn't mind if I called my parents, and I will also explain to her once she comes back. I took her phone and swiped the screen. The phone wasn't password protected, so I got lucky. I don't know how to explain horror, but I literally felt what horror can be right then and there. As I swiped the screen, the phone wallpaper flashed in front of my eyes. The wallpaper of the phone was a photo of the lady with a tall, bearded, long-haired guy. Yes, it was that same creepy guy from that bus stop. My stomach dropped. I was completely out of my mind. I didn't expect to face something like this, but I realized that the guy on the bus stop and this lady are somehow connected. She is trying to lure me to a dreadful, life-threatening trap. I immediately got out of the car, taking her phone with me, and started to run. I didn't stop. I didn't look back. I just ran. I ran for my life. I was sobbing in fear and scared like hell. I dialed my dad's number while running like a maniac. Fortunately, he was getting home from work. I couldn't explain everything perfectly, but somehow managed to explain that I am in grave danger and I need his help. He told me that he's coming to pick me up and told me to stay on the highway. But I didn't stop still. I was extremely scared, thinking that that woman might follow me, so I kept running straight ahead. My dad picked me up from the highway. As soon as I got home, I hugged my mom and started to cry like a baby. I told them everything about the guy at the bus stop and this lady. My dad praised my presence of mind for taking her phone with me. I handed her phone to my dad, and he reported this entire incident to 911 right that moment. The next morning, the cops came to our house and asked me a bunch of questions. I explained the entire matter in great detail because I wanted them to catch this sinister duo before they end up framing any other innocent person. After 2 days of search and with the help of her phone, the cops collected a lot of information and finally managed to arrest these two evil people. They discovered that the lady was the mother of this creepy guy. They were professional kidnappers who often trapped young women from highways. What made them more devilish than other criminals are their sinister way of luring victims into their trap. The guy used to spot young, lonely girls on highways and make them fearful of his offensive behavior, just like he did to me. He would also let the mother know if the plan was going well through text messages. And then, the mother will take this opportunity by offering a ride to these already freaked out girls. Any girl will say yes to her just to get rid of this guy. This way, she would kidnap that girl during the ride with some excuse, and both of them used to ask for ransom by making threatening calls to the victim's relatives. They are going on with this scam for at least 1 year. But due to their cunningness and the unique criminal mind, no cop could ever catch them. Also, no one could testify how they looked as they murdered their victim after receiving the money or not receiving it either. So far, they have killed 3 young girls in 3 different cities of California, and I was supposed to be their 4th victim if things didn't take a different turn for me. I still wonder what could have happened if she didn't stop at the gas station and I didn't think of calling my parents from her phone. It's been 3 months now. I have bought a car for myself with my own savings. I drive my own car everywhere I go, and if it gets really late, I choose to stay at my friend's place to avoid being alone on the highway at night. I will never forget what that lady told me that night, that women these days need to be more careful. You never know when you step into a trap. I have a horrible dream these days. In my dream, I see myself locked in a dark place. There's no sign of light or air around me. My lungs feel heavy when I try to breathe. I can't move my body no matter how much I try. I scream, but no sound comes out of my mouth. All I hear is pin drop silence. And then, I see my eyelids dropping, and I fall asleep again. There's nothing I can do about it, but I know how it all started. 2 years back, I bought a new car. I passed my driving exam and got the license. After a hectic week at work, I often went out for a long drive on the highway. I like driving on the empty highway at night as there's no traffic on the road. I could enjoy a calm and quiet time with myself on the highway. The moonlight made the road look poetic at night. Long drives were stress busters for me. Whenever I had a bad time, I went for a ride at night. My parents often told me not to drive far away at night on the highway, but I didn't pay attention to them. Now I feel I should have. Last week, one of my office colleagues told me about a pub near the IMR highway. He said the pub was a good place to go for a drink after a long, thrilling highway ride. I planned to go there, not just to hang out in the pub, but also to enjoy a thrilling ride back home late night. I went for a car wash on Saturday morning. My mom called and asked me to come over for dinner at her place, but I told her I have other plans. She told me the weather reports predicted a huge storm tonight, so I should cancel my highway ride for my own safety. I looked at the bright sunny sky, and I told her, I will be fine. I was planning for this ride since last week, hence, no way I was going to cancel it. I got home and took some rest so that I can drive in a refreshed mood. My colleague told me that the pub closes at 10 p.m. I decided to start around 8:30 p.m. so that I can reach there by 9:30 p.m. I did exactly as I planned. Once again, I looked up at the sky, and there were little clouds here and there. I have driven on the highway during the rainy season, so it didn't bother me at all. It was 8:15 p.m. sharp. I started the engine, and my weekend began. The view was breathtaking. The IMR highway had many adjacent freeways and expressways. The location my colleague gave me indicated an expressway. After 30 minutes of driving straight ahead on the highway, my GPS spotted an expressway on my left, which led to the pub. It's easy to drive in expressways at night, but even in daylight, freeways can scare the hell out of any skilled driver. This was probably the main reason why my mother never appreciated my late-night long drives. The passing of a heavy truck, its loud honking horns and bright lights were enough to confuse any small car. The more I carried onto the highway, the more thrilling it all started to become. There was a deep forest all around me. I could hear the owl hooting, the rustling of dry leaves as I drove by. Around 9:15 p.m., I finally saw a light on the left side of the road. As I reached closer, I spotted the wooden cabin. The owner turned it into a small pub. There were a couple of motorcycles standing outside the bar. I didn't see any other car there. I parked my car and got out.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
As I stepped inside the pub, I saw 7 or 8 people hanging out there. The pub was about to close in an hour, hence many people already left the place. I sat at the bar and ordered a beer. My mom called me twice, but I chose not to pick up. I already knew what she was going to say. I didn't want my mood to get ruined, thus I ignored her calls as usual. I asked the bartender how long they have opened this pub. The guy told me that it hasn't been long and started to tell me about the owner. After chilling there for almost an hour, I realized my head was feeling slightly heavy. Suddenly, I recalled that I have a long ride back home, so I decided to pay and leave. I looked at my phone. It was 10 p.m. already, and there was no one in the pub. I also got up to leave, and as I went to pay the bartender, he told me to drive carefully on the highway. I was a little drunk, hence his words started to sound like my mother's. I laughed at him and said, "Dude, I am driving for like 2 years now. Stop talking like my mother." I accepted I was rude to him, but I already told you, I was drunk. I got inside the car, twisted my keys, and started the engine. I drove the long way, even after being really drunk, so I was quite confident about my driving skills. I rolled up my window and noticed raindrops on my windshield. It started to rain lightly. I reversed the car and went towards the highway. The expressway was completely empty and dark. My headlights did a pretty good job of showing me the way ahead. As I reached the highway, a huge bolt of lightning struck in the distance. The sound of it almost made my ears numb. The wind started to blow frantically, and I realized the storm has now begun. I continued on the highway for 20 minutes, and suddenly, heavy rain took place. My car wipers tried really hard to clear out the view in front of my eyes, but the rain grew heavier. I felt I should have left earlier. I kept driving from the left side, and suddenly, another lightning struck, really close to my car. The forest around me was roaring like an angry demon. I got so scared with the sudden strike of lightning that my car almost got out of control. I couldn't see anything. I was just driving by guessing. After 10 minutes of hustle, I realized I had gotten to a freeway. A huge oil tanker passed right next to my car honking. My heart fell into my stomach because I knew it would be even more dangerous to find my way back now. I knew I took a wrong turn in fright and tension. I can't stop in the middle of the road because the huge trucks were coming really fast. The thunder and lightning almost made it impossible to drive. I decided to stop by a turn or an adjacent alley to the high road. After an extremely tense ride of 15 minutes, I could finally spot an abandoned road on my left with a dead-end sign. I immediately decided to park my car there and spend the night in my car. I can't drive home or get out of this freeway, at least not in this weather. So I thought it would be better for me if I just slept in my car tonight. I realized it will be safer to get out of this freeway in the morning. I was about to take the left turn just when I heard a loud honk. As I turned around to look, I saw a huge truck coming at my car. I panicked and pressed the accelerator so hard that my car took up sudden high speed. I couldn't control the situation, and my car crashed into a huge tree, almost making an explosion. My glass windows were shattered. I was covered with broken glass after hitting my head badly. The car alarm went on, and I saw my eyelids closing. Since then, I have this terrible dream which I can't really figure out. It feels like I am forever stuck in this dream and I can never wake up. I call out for my mother. I call out for my father. But no one answers my cry. Just now, I realized why. Right now, at this very moment, I can hear my mom sobbing. I can't see her because it's so dark around me. I can't walk up to her as I can barely move. She is crying like a maniac, and her words are even more insane than her reaction. Do you know what she is telling me now?
"Oh, Jamie, I told you not to go out in the storm that night. But you never listened to me. I told you it's not safe to drive alone on the highway at night. But you ignored my words. I can't take this pain. I can't believe my son is trapped inside this wooden coffin forever. I never imagined that I would come to visit you in your grave."
I have this dream all the time. I see myself locked up in a dark, claustrophobic space. I can't move. I can't speak. I just keep staring at the darkness around me. Last year, I went to visit my girlfriend at my sister's house near the countryside. It's been 2 years we are holding on to this long-distance relationship. I wanted to surprise her, so I already made the plan with her sister. I took off work for a week to have a nice time with her. It was a 4.5-hour drive from the city following the highway. I didn't ask any of my friends to accompany me because I wanted to relax on my own for a while. Due to huge work pressure at the office, I hardly get time for myself. The ride was a long-awaited opportunity for me to have a good time with myself. I went to the local gas station to fill up gas and check the air on the tires. I didn't want to face any problems, so I kept everything under the hood checked before starting my journey. I even took 2 extra tires as precautions. I packed my luggage and hopped in the car. It was 12 p.m. I predicted to reach there by 4:30, 5 p.m. I plugged my phone into the charger and put the location on GPS. This was the first time I am driving to the countryside, so I paid attention to the turns and roadblocks to stay in the right direction. After an hour of honking cars and city traffic, I finally got onto the highway. My eyes were charmed with the views around me. Vast green fields and a blue horizon were lying in front of my eyes. I turned up some music and took a few sips of cold lemonade that I brought on my way. My girlfriend's sister called me around 1:30 p.m. and asked how far I have reached. I told her I am hoping to reach there by 5 p.m. I was about to disconnect the phone just when she asked, "Have you reached Crooked Country?" The phone was on speaker, so I replied in a loud voice,
"No, I don't think I have, but why do you ask?"
She told me, "Peter, just follow the GPS. There will be 2 left turns after you cross the Crooked Country. You must take the 2nd left turn, okay?" I could sense a mild tension in her voice, but I couldn't understand why. I thought she might be worried as I am driving to her house for the first time. I replied to her,
"Of course, don't worry. I will see you guys soon."
I scrolled the map and realized after 30 kilometers, I will reach Crooked Bay. So far, I only saw some oil trucks passing by. Last night, I ordered pizza for dinner, and I packed the leftovers in case I get hungry while driving. I felt hungry. Also, my back needed a break, so I decided to stop for some time. As soon as I reached Crooked Bay, I noticed the landscape around me changing drastically. In the last 30 kilometers, the vast green field started to transform into bushes and trees. The Crooked Bay was a lot greener. Trees were standing tall on both sides of the road. I parked my car on the side of the road. The sounds of nature around me made me feel so alive. I was so happy for getting this much-needed break. Just when I finished my pizza and went to wash my hands, I looked up at the sky. There were dark clouds all over the sky. I quickly wrapped things up as it was 2:15 p.m. already, and I had 120 kilometers distance to travel. I passed over the first left turn, just like Wanda told me to. Wanda is my girlfriend's sister's name. After 15 minutes, I reached the 2nd left turn and took it without wasting any more time. The road now became quite narrow, surrounded by dense forest. It wasn't raining, but the dark clouds started to pour distant lightning and thunder. I checked the GPS and it showed me on the right track. I was checking out the map just when I heard a car horn. I looked at the rearview mirror and saw a dusty old car following me. I moved aside to let it pass, but the car didn't go away. It kept honking and following me like before. This time, I thought maybe the car owner is in some kind of trouble and telling me to stop. The car kept honking, hence it was really annoying for me to go in this way. As I stopped, the car came next to me and I saw a man wearing a big cowboy hat sitting on the driver's seat. I rolled down my window and asked,
"Hey, what's the matter?"
The man had a rough face, unevenly growing beard, dark circles under his eyes pointed out he doesn't live a very healthy life. He leaned towards the car and said in a feeble voice,
"I'm feeling very weak. Can you please drop me nearby?"
You might think I am rude, but that man was a complete stranger, so I didn't feel very sure to give him a ride. I told him,
I have to travel a long way and I'm already late. Do you want me to call someone who will be able to help you?"
The man's face turned pale and he said,
"I don't have anyone to call as such."
All this time, his car stood beside mine. I could smell something really bad coming from his car. The car was dirty, and I wondered, what was the last time it had been washed? Anyways, I felt something off-putting about this entire situation. Because even though the guy said he was feeling sick, none of his actions proved likewise. Also, while talking to him, I noticed empty beer bottles lying on the seat beside him. I guessed this guy is probably drunk, hence, he needs a lift. No way was I letting him in my car. I told him, "See, I am new here, so I hardly know the road. Why don't you wait here as I call the nearby police station so they can help you in some way?" The man suddenly got all freaked out. I expected this kind of reaction because he was driving drunk. He quickly replied, "No thanks, I can pull myself." Before I could say anything more, he started the engine and drove ahead. I was surprised by his behavior, but just when the car drove away, I noticed something and my blood turned cold. There was a hand hanging out from the trunk of the car. It seemed like the hand of a man, but the color of its skin was so pale and lifeless. I started my car and kept driving behind it. It was a bumpy ride, but the hand kept hanging lifelessly. After a certain point in time, I realized whoever is lying inside that man's car trunk is dead. I didn't know what to do, but at the same time, I didn't want to let this man run away. I Googled the nearby police station and dialed them. I explained everything to the cop and also read out the car number. I was completely shaken. I told the cop that they must hurry because the man started to increase the speed of the car. At this point, I got sure that he realized that I was following him. Now my GPS showed me a right turn ahead for my destination, but I couldn't help but following this car. An idea came to my mind. I wanted to stop this guy because it felt like a responsibility to an innocent life that probably this man has taken. I wanted to hand him over to the cops, so I drove faster and reached next to his car window. The man grinned at me with a disturbed face, but I kept honking my car horn loudly this time. The man still didn't stop his car and kept increasing his speed. I was also adamant not to give up. I kept chasing him. The man did a very dangerous thing. He rolled down his right side window and started to throw the empty beer bottles on the road just to puncture my car tires. Somehow, I managed to dodge my car over the broken glass. But when the man threw the last beer bottle, it directly hit my car, and out of panic, I hit his car pretty bad, resulting in a small crash. When I got back to my senses, I realized my head was bleeding as I hit the steering wheel and I saw the man's car crashed on the nearby tree. I unbuckled my seatbelt and rushed to his car. There was no one inside. The man was nowhere to be found. I checked my phone and saw a couple of missed calls from the police station. I called them back and told them to come to the location. I waited inside my car, thinking in case the man comes back, but there wasn't any sign of him. The cops came after half an hour. As they opened up the trunk of the car, we all witnessed a gruesome sight. A man was lying inside the trunk. His body was wrapped in plastic, but somehow his hand came out of it. Everyone could guess that this man was dead for a while now, as someone slit his throat. I called Wanda and told her about all of this. I handed my phone to the cops, and they also talked to her, saying that they are going to drop me at home as I shouldn't be driving. They will take my car to the police station, and I can come get it whenever I feel like it. The police car reached Wanda's house, and I saw my girlfriend, Misty, running towards me, all crying and sobbing. I hugged her as I was all tensed and terrified. After 2 days, when I went to the police station, the cops revealed some bizarre information to us. For the last 2 to 3 months, many passengers seemed to be missing near Crooked Bay. Some cases were filed by the family members, whereas in other cases, the cops found an abandoned car lying in the area with their owners missing. This, so far, was the first dead body they have found. It is the body of a man named Richard Smith, whose wife filed his missing case 2 months back. His wife told the police that her husband was coming from a fishing trip near Crooked Bay, but he never reached home. The cops found his car on the left turn where I stopped to eat. After forensics ran tests, they discovered surgical scars on Richard's body. The autopsy report showed that someone removed his liver and kidneys after making him unconscious. It was evident that the murderer sold his organs. The local newspapers were informed by the cops. They were instructed to spread awareness, stating there's a killer on the Crooked Bay who abducts lonely passengers and sells their organs after heavily drugging them.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
I didn't follow up on the news after coming back, but I hope they have managed to catch that man. Whenever I think about the first encounter with that evil man, my stomach drops. I can't guess what would have happened if I agreed to give him a lift in my car.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.